Ike, where do you think this team is after two games?
I think they're still trying to form an identity. Offensively, you can obviously see they're a little ahead of the defensive side of the football. They're closer to their identity than the defensive side of the ball is. But special teams and offense, I think they're right there. I think they were better this past game than they were the first game. And that's the key. When you're a young team that's trying to build a foundation and establish something, you got to get better each week. And I think they got better from the first game to the second game.
Identity on offense, how would you describe it?
Well, chaos, controlled chaos, diversity, creative, fast pace, hard to stop. I mean, when you look at some of the formations, and I'm pretty sure Chip hasn't even gotten that far into the book as far as what he's going to do in the regular season, you can tell that the defense is out there in a sort of a robotic form as opposed to playing instinctually, because they're seeing offensive formations that they just aren't accustomed to seeing. And it's going to be exciting to watch it this year. It really is.
Quarterback has not yet been named. No decision made. Your view of how the quarterback battle has been going?
I think it's been going fantastic. I think Chip is getting out of it exactly what he was looking for, which is to raise the level of play at that position. Nick Foles looked like he's much better than he was last year. Looks calm, cool, collective in the pocket. He's running this offense. I wasn't sure if he would be able to run this offense. He's shown that he's very capable of doing that without any problems. And Michael Vick, because of the way Nick Foles has played and pushed him, has taken his game to another level. He looks much more like the Michael Vick from 2010, decisive, confident, calm in the pocket, and making plays. But I'll tell you what, most people wouldn't want to be in Chip's position, having to choose one of these guys. But I think he's right when he says he's in a great position if both of these guys are playing well. Because if something unfortunately were to happen to whoever's named the starter, I think we all can feel confident in the second guy coming in and filling those shoes. And that's a great feeling to have.
When you're part of a team, game three is very critical, both for players on the bubble trying to make the team and preparing the starters for game one of the regular season. So how do you look at Jacksonville on Saturday?
I think it's a very important game. I would imagine Gus Bradley will do a little bit more game planning because he has to get his guys ready down there. So this will be the true test for the offense. The offense hasn't seen a lot of pressure packages. Michael nor Nick have seen a lot of pressure packages from the defense. I wouldn't be surprised if Gus Bradley wanted to do a little bit more of that. But at the same time, I wouldn't be surprised if Billy Davis and Chip Kelly put a little bit more into this game plan to get their guys ready for the first week of the season. I expect this to be the most competitive game we've seen so far this preseason, and I expect the best to come out of these guys.
Thanks, Ike.
No problem, Spuds. Anytime, brother.